Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India. In shortly, I haven't done a podcast for 24 hours and even more, I guess, which is very rare. Okay, I want to tell you all one thing very clearly, that what is service? Service can be charged, okay? Whatever the doctors, lawyers are doing are all, it's all charged, it's service. But the problem I see here is, if you are recommended, if you belong to them or anything like that, they'll do it for free. If they don't know you, they squeeze out money from you and do nothing for you. That's very injustice. See, I am paying money, but they don't serve me. And the other person doesn't pay at all, but still they have fear and respect for that person. Like, what is this? There is no professionalism at all. I'm not saying professional, like minimum quality service are our basic rights. That too when we pay money. Okay, let me tell you, when I was in Karimnagar, one thing has happened. And what about, it's like the, I went for swimming. I don't know swimming. Even now, I don't know how to swim. So to learn swimming, I went for swimming classes. And what the guy told is, okay, we will take you money and all. And I was getting doubt, like, will it be sure for 3 months or will they stop in middle? Means you should not ask all, you are not supposed to ask all that. You buy a ticket and get into bus. If the bus stops in middle, you're not supposed to ask money back. You should just shut your mouth and go and take another bus. I'm like, what? And I was not ready to accept. He immediately like, what you're talking, who is your father? Like, I'm bank employee's daughter. After all, you're a bank employee's daughter. We have here real estate people. They don't even ask anything. They themselves will come and throw money at us. And they only will not question. It's not about, they will throw money and join their children. It's about like those rich kids, real estate people, they themselves have no courage to question us. How dare you, being just a bank employee daughter, try to question us? I told, like, they are so rich, they don't question because they don't have to. They can adjust the money. Even they lose the money, it's okay for them. I question because I am just bank employee's daughter. That is the reason I question, because every penny for us is important. We are not that rich. He couldn't understand the answer. Meanwhile, a lady has come and two other girls have come. And they are like, okay, we don't want to come to swimming classes. Means, okay, madam. He saluted them and he's like, I'll return money to your father. That's the time I realized, like, okay, this is all because of community and references. I don't have that. So they show so much. And that happened in Institute also. Like, I give money, I pay fee, they don't teach me, they ask me, they don't say, even if I ask doubts or questions, they misrepresent me as if I'm trying to flirt with them. And there are people who don't pay fee at all, but still they encourage them to come up. So there is, I just didn't understand. And unfortunately, I found intelligent people in our same India, like in India itself. There are people intelligent but still going in wrong track. I have no right to talk to them or correct them, but I would like to do it. It's like when you get into a community or when you go somewhere, why do you have to raise your question like, I belong to Marathi, I belong to Bengali, I belong to Punjabi, is anyone there in the audience? Like, I am so and so Christian, are any Hindus there out? Like, why do you have to say that to your audience? Why don't it be, and you are an international person, You do shows all around the world. I definitely agree, every show has to be different as per the audience. If your show has lots of doctors, then you have to crack jokes related to them. If you have so many of lawyers of one community, or so your content differs, and your body language and your presentation differs as per the audience. I agree, but I don't agree that you have to claim and ask everybody the same thing. Like, after coming Vijayawada for 4 to 5 years, I have been hearing this question, like, which community do you belong to? Which community do you belong to? From past 5-6 years, it's a repeated question. And the only solution I found is, attendance in the school should no longer be taken in an old-fashioned way. Anyway, these people, parents won't change. Society outside, they might pretend as if they are changing, but these political parties will never let you change. If I say anything good about Krishna and Jesus in the same contest, they tried like, okay, you're hearing Krishna's bhajans. Okay, you said God is one, we will remove Krishna and I'll put Jesus. Or you're praying continuously, we'll remove Jesus and put Krishna. They don't accept two things in this community. Because they belong to different political parties. It's no longer devotion for them. It's a political game for them. So I had to come down and speak that you cannot replace Jesus with Krishna because I have two different relations. It's like father and a best friend. Okay, more than a friend, Krishna. It's like I have to come down and differentiate it. People are so blinded with these differences among themselves. And with this difference, they don't see the terrorist in their own community. In Hindus, we have people who support Muslims. And in Muslims, there are people who support very higher, I don't want to say, antisocial activities. Even in Christians, we have people who put restrictions on other religions. Like we have problematic people and cunning and difficult people in all religion. Why don't people see that? They just are blinded with this thing and they put on the next generation also. So I just think school attendance has to be like very more authentic, like more like biometric is about thumb. They have to remove that and they have to put voice instead of biometric, and that voice has to be like their name claiming India. Every student, like we have now a registration log book. Still, I think the old fashioned registration book, what you call register, school attendance register, they bring that register, teacher calls each and every name, put stick on it, and that has to change because that manual attendance has to change and audio has to come, and that has to be very clear, like Gayatri India, P Gayatri India. Like every student, it has to tune in their brain consciously and subconsciously. It's mere education is not enough. From Independence Day 1947, we are giving education to children that we are all Indians. Daily prayer, it includes pledge, all Indians are my brothers and sisters, Indian pledge, or Janaganamana weekly once, or some schools go for daily Janaganamana. Like it's all, everybody is educated with it, but education is not enough in this. We need mere hardcore training. Like a ringmaster trains a animal, that's how we should train our brain and our next generation when it comes to labeling. That's the only way to escape this poisonous culture. And the benefit of it is being collectively as Indians will increase our power and strength as a whole in international platform. dividing us doesn't bring anything. And people who announce in the TV like we are Indians first, first of all, these are the people who divide us, and they don't fit to announce it. I told that whatever those group belongs to, like in India, president and democratic alliances have no power. We should strengthen that power from the, like, okay, if you have, everybody comes up, like it should increase the strength of presidential category. And democratic people in India has to be increased, and students have to be taught, like from lower sections to higher sections. Anyway, indifference they will teach you at home and in society. No way you can stop it. But at least 1% of change we might see when we change the procedures in the school attendance itself. And it should be a hard and fast rule for teachers to be professional. I just think you might understand the word meaning professional. Like if I say I like this hero, like teachers are like, whom do you like? Means, okay, you're a girl, you're supposed to like a boy. Like why don't I say like I like Indira Gandhi? Means you're not supposed to say it. If I say I like Kiran Bedi, you're not supposed to say it. I like Nightingale of India, you're not supposed to say it. You're supposed to say boy's name only. Like I don't know who designed this, and they expect you to say it, and you get into that zone and you completely announce I like so and so hero. Then the next thing comes is link. Will you go and do anything what they say? Will you have FI with them? Like they create as if it is an FIR. Like very unethical and very unprofessional talks. Means there is like no way they're teaching what professionalism is, what ethical is, what hardworking is. Like everybody is teaching so much to get into sidetracks. Without hardworking, how to gain benefit? Hard workers are ultimate fools. That's more annoying to me more than anything else. And acquiring people in a shortcut. All this poisonous culture has to be stopped, and someone has to really take a step and protect at least next generation from these things. I don't see like let's talk, this is what they say, let's sit and discuss. That's how we, that doesn't end, you know. If you go sit and discuss, what happens is they're tuned and trained, it's trained to provoke other person while talking, to provoke other person to outrage and beat them so that it get into violence. And that's the only way they are tuning the youth. That's called here settlements or factoring or arbitration officially. And these are the people who hold major stake. They hold major stake, and there happens more betting. And these are the people, like they get money out of it, and they use for wrong things, and they get money from wrong people by wrong means. And these are the people who control system unofficially. And officially people, they are very dumb. They divide everyone. As I told, you're not supposed to like Krishna and Jesus at same time because they belong to two different parties. But I don't. I like them both. I have to come down and talk, like you can't replace one of it. Such a stupidity. This has to end. It's not. And people often told me, you are wrong. Ignorance of law is of no excuse. You don't deserve it. See, ignorance of law is of no excuse. You cannot claim that I don't know this. Please forgive me. Excuse me. Like you can't say it. It seems ignorance of law is of no excuse. What is law? They never told. But now I tell. For me, you told this. You ignored the Indian Constitution all along. Then what are you? What is your punishment? I think it's too much. The problem with me is I talk continuously. Nobody understands what I speak. I just find at least people who understand what I mean. And I found one or two, but I had to lose them. I feel so lonely after taking such decisions. But it's okay. And thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.